Question for you, Ed. Matthew says, are stem cells an option for treating brain diseases? On the subject of diseased brains, can you tell me whether stem cells are in fact an option in potentially treating some diseases? And if so, how would that actually work?
Well, that's it's a big question. And the answer is that there's a lot of promise in stem cells, but we're probably several years away from being able to see the benefits of the research that's going on. You mentioned at the beginning of the programme that brain cells, once they're dead, they're gone and they can't be replaced from within the brain because brain cells don't divide. And the hope of stem cell research in neurodegenerative diseases is that you can take these stem cells, which are capable still of dividing and becoming any kind of cell they like, put them into the brain, and they'll then regrow and replace the cells that have died. But as you also mentioned earlier on, the brain's a phenomenally complex thing, and performing its functions normally depends not just on the cells being there, but on the connections, the billions and billions of connections that there are between the brain cells. And even if you could get the brain cells, the stem cells, to differentiate into neurons that behaved completely normally, you'd probably never be able to get them to make all the right connections. So there'd certainly be a lot of work training the stem cells to make the right connections and behave the same way as the cells around them.
Yep. So there's a bit of a hill to climb there.